Happy New Year!
Happy New Year! Welcome back, guys.
Listeners. It's been a while.
Yeah, it has been.
A month, actually. Yeah, since our last recording.
Hey, guys. Well, thanks for coming with us into 2020. All our 700 followers online. No, I don't know how many.
We actually have more.
Thanks to Madeline.
Thanks to Madeline. She really did a huge job.
Yeah.
We had an episode actually cross a huge fucking threshold. I promise I wasn't going to cuss in the intro. I'm so sorry, but I just caught myself. I mean, no.
When will it stop?
But we had a huge threshold, and Caitlin Robertson's episode.
Yeah, the mental health one.
Yeah, the mental health one, episode 3, went over 1,000 listens.
Guys, we've gone viral. We're going straight to Hollywood. Wow, that's pretty epic.
Yeah, no, it is epic. I mean, Caitlin really brought it, apparently, and people loved her.
Socks.
God.
Oh, I'm proud of that. That was a great episode.
My little sis came through.
Yeah, trying to creep on you.
You were trying to creep on her the whole episode.
I creep on all the pretty girls. There's one sitting right next to me, but we're going to get to her in a minute.
Oh, yes. Woo! And our guest for our first guest of 2020.
Yeah, exciting.
We wanted to actually do a show just between me and you.
Yeah.
But...
This is much more fun.
I think this is way better.
Yeah, we're getting sick of each other. We would have had nothing to say.
Can we just tell everybody how we just spoke before the show for about an hour, and I just told them how I'm like, I'm so sick and tired of talking to you right now.
I'm always sick and tired of talking to you. You just talk at me and tell me all your sexcapades, mate.
Whoa, what are you talking about? I've been celibate all of 2020.
Oh my gosh, you're always lying.
So celibate all of 2020.
Okay, we'll go with that. Hey, we should say hi to Lukey.
Hey, that's enough.
Shut up, Luke.
Hey guys, how are you going?
No, that's enough.
Hey, look, here's the deal with Luke. He's now one of three parts of the Gobby Boys.
What's the Gobby Boys? We had this in a group chat the other day. I forget what it was. The Gobby Boys.
Apparently somebody doesn't listen to your podcast, Luke.
Thanks, Mahalia. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, the Gobby Boys. I love that episode. Gobby Boys. I made a song about it because I loved it so much. Fucking love.
Yeah. What was your favorite one?
Which episode has been your favorite? Yeah.
The second one, obviously. I just love the men voices.
Luke, can you just give us another quick rundown about your guys' podcast and how you guys gob on the knob?
We do indeed infer about gobbing on the knob. So Gobby Boys is a nickname for an acronym, G-O-B, Geeked Off Bars, which is my hip-hop podcast.
Spit on it. Look me in the eye while you're doing it.
We're 6 episodes in.
Yeah, that was my favorite.
We're 6 episodes in. Yeah, that one's my favorite. Yeah, yes. Thanks, Mahalia.
Yes, that one.
Merry Christmas again, Mahalia.
Thanks for being an hour and 10 minutes late, Luke. Now we're all tired.
Yeah, seriously, Luke. Yeah, we're all freaking exhausted because of you.
I say every week, I don't know when you'll take the hint that I'm trying to shut this down from the inside and just bring you down.
Is that coming from the Gobby Boys?
It is, yeah.
Bro, you were too busy smashing your girlfriend over there in West Melbourne. Like, dude, get off it. She'll be there tonight, all right?
Okay.
Oh, God. Anyway, guys, on today's show, we're going to be talking about close friendships, losing the friendships, what to do or how to go about at personal things that have happened to us along the way. And we'll also be talking about self-love. And the reason we'll be talking about that...
We kind of have an expert.
Yeah. Guys, I'm pretty excited. This is actually a friend of mine. We used to work at a call centre together, 8 years ago maybe, but I don't even remember her from there because I'm just the worst. But all I do remember, I used to work at Paran Hotel and she used to come and drink at the bar. So
8 years ago.
Yeah, but
oh my
then
God,
recently,
when you guys were like young and spry.
When I was like 13, my tits were up here and my, I don't know, my pants were down there. Anyway,
nobody can see your tits right now.
I know, sorry.
But they're very saggy, everybody, apparently.
Thank you. But this year I started, or maybe even a few months ago, I came across her Facebook, this friend of mine, and she was promoting herself that she'd done a new podcast. And so I listened to it and I fucking loved it. Sorry, I swore.
Yes.
But it's really good. It's all about self-love. It's a no bullshit thing. The thing I love about this girl is that she's just like, I used to be a big fat grump and then I was like, I'm going to change my ways. She doesn't talk like that at all. I don't know why I did that.
No, the funny thing is she's not fat at all. Yeah, no, the funny thing is she does not come off like that at all anymore.
But she's made all these changes and it's just stuff that's actually helped me along the way in the last couple of months as well. So I'm really excited to have her on our show today. Can we please give it up for... What's your last name? Jillian Mulholland!
Yay!
Oh my God! Are you a singer?
Yeah. Oh my God, my cheeks are hurting.
Yeah, we've been nonstop smiling for the last hour because so Luke happy. Hasn't been able to come in. So yeah.
But welcome. Thank you so much for coming on our show.
I'm so excited.
Jose actually surprised me tonight. We were meant to have someone else on the show and then he was like, I've got a surprise for you. And I was like, oh my God, maybe it's a dick in a box. I don't know. And then in
Rock's as long as it's not my dick in a box.
Yes. So yeah, so thank you. So how's the podcast going?
So good. I love it. I love talking. It's called Jill Chats, by the way.
Yes. Look at that. What's your Instagram handle?
Jillian Mulholland with a G. Jillian with a G.
Is that the Jill Chats handle also?
Yeah, that's my personal brand. That's me.
Oh, it's your personal brand. Yeah. I love that.
I have a personal brand now.
She's come so far. Yeah.
I wish I had a personal brand.
You do. Everyone does.
Yeah, I do. Of apparently saying, well, what do I say all the time?
He always says this. He'll go,
I always cuss.
So anyway, I was going to get, what is it called? What is it called? Thanks, Luke. What is it called? But I say this, get it, or something. Do I? I don't mean it.
I'll get to that in a bit. But yeah, thanks for coming around, Jill.
On such
short notice. Yeah. It's really big time of you.
Yeah.
Really big time of you.
How was your Christmas and New Year's break? Did you have a
really
break?
Really good. Just cruisy, just chilled out. Didn't do too much.
Much family stuff?
Family, yeah, on Christmas Day and Boxing Day.
Yeah,
we did that arguments too. This year.
Oh, girl.
It was amazing.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
Very cool.
Did you have a break over Christmas?
Yeah, I had a break and went surfing.
You went away. I feel like I saw you surfing.
I just down the coast in Victoria. Yeah,
oh, I just did a car ride. Surf?
I surf. Do you surf?
Yes.
Damn.
I try.
That's actually pretty fucking cool.
Yeah.
Put your boner away, mate.
I'm blushing right now.
If you saw me surf, though, you might not think it's that cool. Actually, it is cool.
The fact that
you look cool. Got your curls.
No. The fact that you even like get yourself out there and just try, that is just like half the battle already.
It took ages to learn. It's hard.
Yeah, you get up and stand up on it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And then do you go, hang ten, bro?
Yeah, cowabunga.
Hey, don't get crazy, because I actually used to surf almost every other day back in San Diego.
Really?
Yeah. I'm like a big time surfer. Like, you get me.
Cowabunga, dude.
You get me in, I'll be shredding those waves, brah.
Oh, girl. Gnarly, dude. Bruh. How was your Christmas, Jose?
No. Let's talk about your Christmas, because I had a fucking Christmas, all right.
Did you? What do you mean?
What did you do?
Oh, okay. Well, I have a lot of family stuff. So because my mum's side of the family is Dutch, so we celebrate just with our immediate family. So my sister, her hubby and two kids, and then mum and dad and me and my non-existent boyfriend.
I always see a little girl on your Instagram stories. Who is that?
Eloise, little baby. She just had a third birthday. There's the other one, but we haven't warmed up to her yet. I'm so joking. I'm obsessed with you, Imogen. If you're listening, 18 years ahead of time.
Yeah.
You can't talk yet, so you probably don't understand this. So yeah, I do love Eloise a lot.
Imogen
and Imogen. Imi and Ellie. They're just honestly, they have changed my life. I can't even explain. I was looking at Eloise this week because it was her third birthday, and I was like, what actually was life before you? It's changed our family so much. It's so obsessed, and just it's just so lovely.
I love that.
Oh my God, it makes me so happy being an auntie. I have no, like, honestly, no sarcasm, no nothing.
Yeah, I'm an auntie, and I love my nieces and nephews.
I wish I was an auntie. I wish I was an uncle.
One day, darling.
Yeah, no.
You can be an auntie in this day and age.
Oh, hey.
I'm a daddy.
I'm the crazy auntie. You're a daddy.
I'm actually a real parent.
But yeah, then I had Christmas Day the next day. I've got a really big family, but all of the family practically was with their other partners. So it was like a skeleton crew. So it was me, mum, dad, four people over the age of 75, and then one 95-year-old. And I'm just like, I actually want to die.
That's perfect for you, though.
Is it, though?
I mean, that sounds about right. That sounds about right for you.
And then the next day is Boxing Day back at my parents' house with like 40 family, which was really lovely.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
I was actually dreading Christmas this year because last year I kind of left crying because they were like, so how's single life going? Have you not found anyone special yet?
No.
Don't you want to have kids soon? Aren't you 35? Tick-tock, motherfucker.
Yo, well, I was available on Christmas. You could have asked me to come.
Absolutely not. That would be sending the wrong message to our listeners, and I won't have a bar of it.
I would have been the coolest person to bring, though.
Nah, it was actually really good. It didn't really no one really asked me much. Like, they kind of did, but I was like, I was really expecting it to be bad, but I didn't go home crying. So it's a win all around.
That's a win all around. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's a huge win. Yeah, thanks. On Christmas.
Yeah. Hold on. We'll do one more check-in. We'll do one more check-in with Luke, though. Like, what did you do over there?
G'day, guys.
That's enough.
That's enough out of you. Okay. No, seriously, what did you do?
Because
This is how traumatized we have him, is that once we say that's enough, he literally shuts up. Yeah.
I drove up to Bris Vegas with my girlfriend for the 50th time this year. I was in Brisbane.
Yeah, God, you've been there so much.
Yeah, it's wild. So we drove through some pretty hectic fire country. Actually had to turn back at one point, go to Canberra because the smoke was so thick. But yeah, had a lovely Christmas with lots of friends and family, and then came back after New Year's.
How was it seeing the smoke? Like, did that affect you? How did you feel?
It was really disconcerting. Mm. So we had to, we were going up and we were around Gundagai.
Yeah.
Then we just got hit with like this wave of really, really thick haze where we couldn't see 20 meters in front of us.
Like,
it was getting dark, and we checked where the closest fires were because there's Fires Near Me app, which is wild. And the closest one was about 150 k's away, and we were getting
quite close, isn't it?
Well, we definitely got closer on the way back down. Yeah. We stopped off at a servo in Euroa, and there was a small fire starting on the other side of the hill, and so we saw like choppers coming and bombing them. And so we quickly got out of there. Within 2 hours, it was a 40-hectare fire. They closed that section of the highway. The service station was closed and there was like an emergency warning for the whole township.
Oh,
it was really crazy.
Gosh. It's really scary, isn't it?
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's pretty like I drove down to the beach the other day just to Dromana, I think, and I couldn't see the road ahead of me for like, same what you're saying, like 20 metres ahead. And
really?
I don't know where the fires are around that way. Like
there's just fires everywhere right now. Currently at the moment, there are so many more fires in Australia than basically all of the world put together. It is that gnarly.
Oh, it's just awful.
Yeah.
How are you guys feeling about it? Because I know people are getting quite emotional.
I'm kind of glad you brought this up. And I kind of touched on it a little bit on the Instagram page.
Yeah.
I've actually been feeling really shitty about posting anything about the show.
Yeah,
because
right?
Sometimes like we take the piss out of a lot of things and we're really funny. Ha ha ha. Entertainment. And then all
it's
of a sudden.
It's not really the time.
Yeah. Right now with everything that's going on, I know as an American living in your guys' country, I feel a certain way and a certain responsibility that needs to be said.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't go on Instagram at all without being bombarded with images, stories, and just like heartbreaking things that are going on in our country. It's pretty gnarly. So, I mean, I don't know how you guys feel, but I feel pretty strongly about it.
Yeah, it was pretty overwhelming seeing all the stuff on social media. It was so hard.
Ooh. Yeah, I think Jill and I spoke a little about it before and we were kind of on the same page with, I feel sometimes because I'm not very political and I'm not up to date with everything and I feel bad to be like, yes, GOMOs and blah, 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 when I'm like, I actually don't know both sides of the story. I don't know enough to have a huge opinion on it. I know something needs to change and I know climate change is, like the climate is fucking changing. But it's just like, where do we start? What do we do?
Look, as an American, we are born and bred into American politics from the second that we turn on the TV. And when you're in that type of realm, it's hard not to have an opinion on literally everything.
Really?
So to me, when your guys' prime minister comes out and says things like, right now is not the time to talk about climate change.
Okay, when?
Whoa. Hey, look here, and I'm sorry, I'm going to cuss. Look here, motherfucker. When is the fucking time to talk about climate change? You know what I mean? Like, we're so far away removed from the New South Wales fires. But because they're so massive in scope, we are having like air pollution, air quality control, like
Air pollution.
Well, they're in Victoria.
Warnings
they're
close here.
They're not even far from Greensboro or something. Yeah.
Well, isn't the air something meant usually around 20 for Australia out of whatever it is, and in China or Beijing or like wherever
it's pollution.
It's around
500
to 600. On Monday here, it was 600. How bad is that?
You can't go and look at the sky without it looking red.
Yeah.
The moon looks red. The sun looks red. Yeah, it looks impressive.
It's not cool though. It's kind of scary to look at. It's,
So it just breaks my heart. So that's why on behalf of like the show, I thought it to be very important for us to make a very large, I guess very large in the grand scheme of things. I hope it helps. Yeah. But we did donate $1,000 over to the New South Wales Rural Fire Service.
Yeah, well, thank you for doing that because that wasn't up to
that
me.
Was us. That was us. That was us. That was us from the podcast. But yeah. I think it's really important that we at least touch on it because we do have a little bit of a platform right now.
Yeah.
And we should.
And
we
just
should
thoughts go out to anyone affected by it. Like, bloody hell.
And the volunteers. Oh, my amazing. Gosh.
Yeah.
How do they do that?
Everyone's affected. Yeah. The volunteers, exactly. Like here in Victoria, the Victorian Rural Service, Fire Rural Service, what is it called? They're all volunteers.
Imagine missing that many days of work. Like you miss one day of work a week and you're like, if you're not getting paid for it or something.
And your life's in danger.
Sets you back.
Yeah.
Imagine them. Oh, but uplifting little story. The wombats, have you heard this story? The wombats have been protecting all the other animals and like shadowing them and hustling them into their little burrows.
Wow.
I can't bear it. My ovaries are everywhere.
Oh, my God.
They're like, come with me, guys. I've got this little burrow. I know we fight usually in the circle of life. I'm below you, so usually you might eat me, but come on. And they all get around it. They're like, good. Thanks, little wombat. Like, bloody hell.
That's so uplifting. I love that.
These are the little stories that, man, in a couple of months, they'll all come to light when all this stuff is hopefully, fingers crossed, they'll, you know, behind us. And yeah, we'll be able to, like, have, like, really good, heartfelt stories to share.
So.
Yeah, I hope so, too.
But yeah. Hey, how was your Christmas? We didn't get to your story.
Oh, my Christmas. Yeah. So I've had a pretty interesting time since the 26th of December.
Okay.
I got food poisoning from, I don't know if I told you, I went veggie.
Proud of you.
Yeah.
That's what everyone should do.
I know.
no, I'm joking. You do
my best.
A little bit of veggie is really good for the environment. 100%. And if we're concerned about that at the moment, I think that's all I'll say
absolutely.
About that.
Yeah.
So how'd you go?
Well, apparently I ate fake meat that I didn't cook all the way through. And so on the 26th, I decided to have leftovers after weightlifting. But there's a story behind there's a story behind that because I weightlifted way too heavy. So I didn't know, but I kind of had this is so embarrassing. I threw up my back. Mm-hmm. And so I threw up my back. I had the bad leftovers on the 27th, 28th, 29th, 30th on my ass. Could not move. I lost 3.5 kilos.
Ooh,
I was
awesome.
Terrible.
Goal weight. Were you vomiting or doing the poozies?
The number twos.
Because I imagine throwing out your back. I've got a really bad like lower disc issue. Uh-huh. And whenever I get the vomits, I'm like, oh, my back's gone. I'm falling. And it's just the worst thing
terrifying.
In the world.
I
know that was really sexy. Don't be too turned on.
Guys, this is the geriatric episode right here.
Holy moly.
Welcome to the I Don't Give a Fuck podcast. What do we call it? I don't know. Don't bloody
yourself. Yeah, no, that's we're all in our 30s.
Yes.
Can we say that? Can we say that?
Yeah.
How old are you? Are we allowed to say it?
Yeah, 37.
Oh, my God. I'm not
the
oldest person here.
She's 27.
What? Oh, no. I'm always the oldest.
Grandma's in the house. I'm the youngest. I'm adorable, not counting Luke.
Yeah, okay. No. Okay, so for the listeners that don't actually like have telekinetic abilities to view what Jillian and Mahalia look like, Mahalia looks like she's 24 and Jill looks like she's 21. So it's phenomenal.
How right. dare you? You just said that because you're the guest. Later he'll be like, I totally like said that so that like the guest was comfortable.
I mean, in reality, she's 45, chain smoker, crack it. No, she's beautiful.
Right. Stalk me on Instagram, please, and follow me.
Jillian Mulholland.
Jillian Mulholland. Probably have to change it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I get some followers as well? Like Mahalia.Halia. How hard is it, guys?
Yo. You have like
so
a million
desperate.
Followers. Like,
you're I don't.
Like,
I've got like 140. What a loser.
You're like 10 followers away from having that blue tick, okay?
Stop it.
Hey,
just quickly going back to the the fiery stuff.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Did you guys hear about, so I know that Celeste Barber's like raised heaps of money. Like, what an absolute legend. Did you hear about the model who said she'll send $10 per nude? No, wait, if someone... No,
yes.
Oh, my God, she'll send
a
nude $10.
She was sending... Minimum. Yes, you send money to her so that she can send you a nude.
Yeah.
And she'll donate the money.
And she's raised, like, millions. And apparently her family disowned her and she was heard to say,
I saw that.
Oh, well, the was koalas,
she,
am I right?
Why didn't she choose... Like, why didn't she say $100? Because admin on that would have been crazy.
Yeah, she had to get a team around to check the bank account and check that it was all verified and everything.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Holy smokes. Yeah. So is that what you're going to do now?
So if for each follow, new follow, I'll send you one nipple. You won't know which one it is. Ariola Grande, eat your heart out.
Oh, my God. I think this is true, though. I think this is for real. Is it going to be your nipple or my nipple, though?
It's probably yours. I bet they're cuter than mine.
I have really good nipples, actually.
I imagine that you would. I mean, not that I've imagined.
They're good man nipples.
Oh, my God.
What does your areola look like, Jillian?
No, we're not talking about that. Good girl, I'm glad.
Jose, did you send in your receipt to the Instagram model?
Yeah.
I did, actually.
Tax deductible.
Solid rack. Solid rack. Love that
what?
Chick.
No.
I am so excited that that you could have made it here on short notice, Jillian. I know I've said that before. However, there is this one thing that I do want to touch about because Mahalia is the one that brought me to your podcast.
Yeah.
So yeah. We got a fangirl right there.
Thank you. Thank
you so much. Any of Jillian's followers, follow me too.
But I'm there's so this needy. Weird thing about you two, and I had no idea about like 2 minutes before we started recording this episode. I'm like, oh, how long have you guys known each other? And you're like, well, we really don't hang out. And I'm like, what?
No, we just follow it. We creep on each other's Instagram all the
time. Oh, no. Are you going to tell the story?
I don't think either of you have noticed, but you two sound so similar in your guys' podcasts.
Do we? Well,
yes.
I think we both are sing-songy. I'm always like, what am I going to do? And I don't notice I think until I listen it back. And I'm like, shut up. You're not a singer.
I might be copying you.
Oh, my God. I'm famous.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. We are talking the same language.
Ding, ding, ding.
I can't do ging ga ging ging. I can't do it.
Ding 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 ding. Like one day, my little boy and I were messaging Mahalia. I don't know what about, and I'm like, can you please do that ding 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 thing? And she goes like, what are you talking about? I don't do anything like that. And I'm like, oh my God, you know that thing?
And I was like, I have no idea what you're on about, mate.
me and my little one, we were pissing ourselves laughing about this. Yeah, you do that all the time. It's a phenomenal.
I think it's like a addy, like a cartoon.
It's a nervous tick. It's a nervous.
God, I'm weird. Help me.
Yeah, but anyways, before moving on, how is it that you guys don't hang out yet you sound very similar?
She copies me and stalks me, obviously.
Yeah, I'm creeping next level.
What a creeper.
Always watching.
Yeah.
Well, I think...
Well, we all Australians sound the same, obviously.
And we're both arty-farty and...
I'm not talking about the accent. I'm talking about, like, just your mannerisms, your energy, your tempo. It's downright
scary. So what you're saying
scary.
Is she's a legend.
I was actually just thinking that too. I'm like, are they going to know the difference between our voices?
Really?
Because they sound similar-ish,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, actually they do.
Does Luke think so?
Luke, what do you think? We need a tiebreaker here.
He wasn't listening.
I was listening, and I think they sound different enough. I haven't heard you on your podcast, Jill.
How rude.
Just like Mahalia hasn't heard me on my
gobby
podcast.
Gobby boys.
She's known about it for quite some time.
Hey,
I think you guys are different enough. You're both very melodic in your manner of speaking, for sure, but... I think there's enough difference.
Good, thank God.
Yeah. Okay, anyways, moving forward, there is this one fan of ours, the only fan that we have. She is absolutely amazing.
Oh, and she's
your friend. I love her to death.
She's the best.
Yeah, Lauren Nicole.
Lauren, she's my little birdie.
I love this girl.
I used to work with her at Paran Hotel, so Jillian's probably met her because Jillian's a drunk back in the day.
Back in the day, I still am, mate.
She's 2 pints in already. She still is a drunk.
Yeah, but Loz is the cutest. She moved away and up to Queensland, and now she's recently engaged, and she does every single snap is with the ring.
Yeah, it's so
funny. They're just taking the ring to the gym, the ring to the shops, just picking my nose with my ring, always with the ring. I bloody love it. So, yeah, thanks, Loz, for the support.
Yeah, no. So she goes, like, can you please talk about one thing on your next podcast, and it's all about losing close friendships.
Yes.
And we've all had experiences with losing close loved ones or close friendships, you know, best friends that just like leave you.
Yeah.
I have a couple heartbreaking stories, but like, yeah, I mean, if anybody wants to start, like this is kind of a huge thing that everybody can relate to.
I have a ginormous party, but
wait, am I invited?
I was just looking at those two hot guys outside.
Hey, the dicks in here, Mahaya. The dick's in here, all right?
Mahaya. Shall I talk my story? Tell my story first.
Yeah, no, feel free.
Well, my story is, I haven't really planned what to say about this because I didn't know this is what we're going to talk about. But basically when I was 30, so 5 years ago, I'd been friends with a group of people. There were three of them. And we'd been friends for about between 10 to 15 years, I guess, maybe longer. And so we were very cliquey, this group. And I felt, oh, it's hard to talk about because I don't want, I'd hate for them to listen because I just, oh, whatever, it doesn't even matter. Oh, my God.
share.
I feel like, well, it's my side of the story, so I'm allowed to say what I want to say. I was just very different to them. They were all 9-to-5ers. They were all, I don't know, I'm just a bit more soft than them, I would say. And so I was forever the scapegoat. I was kind of the one who got bullied and picked on and laughed at. But then one-on-one with each of them, I was like the best friend, but then you get them in a group, then I'm the one who was belittled and bagged out.
Oh, no.
And this went on for years and years. And my self-confidence was so terrible. I had friends who were like, why are you friends with these girls? They're fucking bitches. My parents hated them. Everyone in my life hated them, but I was so stuck. I was just like in this...
Was it jokey, kind of like, ha-ha, it's a joke?
Oh, one time I rocked up and I had a piece of like fake hair in and a plait down here. Oh, my God, nice fake hair. It looks like a dead rat. In front
that's
of everyone.
That's not even a joke.
Oh. Yeah,
that's just me.
No, little things. Fucking
or like
bitchy.
A friend of a friend of like my best friend would be like, oh my God, I can't believe you get to be friends with Mahalia. She's so fucking funny. And she'd go, no, she's not at all.
Were they even your friends then? Or were they just like.
They were like my bestest friends in the whole wide world. And it was just chipping away after chipping away.
What are their Instagrams? So we can.
Blocked them all many moons ago. Anyway, so fast forward to my 30th. Not my 30th. I was almost 30.
Oh, this was just recent then.
Yeah, well, 5 years ago, it completely changed my life. I honestly feel like my life has restarted. So for anyone who's in my position, I cannot push more. Get rid of these people. So basically I was out one night with one of the friends. She really wanted to hook up with someone. So we spotted a hot guy across the dance floor and I was like, maybe you should hook up with that guy. So we got talking to him, but it was obvious to me that the guy kind of liked me. But I was like, I'm going to sit this one out, let my friend have him. They just kissed, whatever. She moved to Sydney, never saw him again. He and I bumped into each other 2 months later. I didn't recognise him, but I was like, oh my God, this guy's a legend. How fun. We ended up hanging out. And then after a while, I was like, fuck, you're that guy. And I was like, oh, no, that's the one that my friend kissed. And because they're such bitches, I couldn't have just gone. If it was another friend of mine, I would have been like, oh, I kind of hooked up with that guy you kissed. Do you care? Like,
right.
I
really liked him. You were actually really respectful.
Yeah, but no, I wasn't respectful because I am respectful. Or mm-hmm. Yeah, I am, yeah. But with her, I ended up making a bloody lie up. So I messaged her. This is a really big story. I messaged her and I said, oh, my God, you'll never guess who, what was it? Oh, I lied and said that he came into the pub that I was working at and we got talking because then I thought maybe that way I can slowly infiltrate him into my life. And
going somewhere, this relationship.
Yeah, I really liked him. We just kind of spoke and we spent the whole night together, like just chatting and mucking around. And then the next day we called each other on the phone. And then the next day I messaged her back and I was like, I completely lied to you. I'm so sorry that I just freaked out. I actually...
Well done.
Yeah, so I came forward and she was just like, you are a fucking bitch. How fucking dare you? She's like, good luck with your life with him, you stupid... Like went to town on me. And because I'm such a softie, I cannot bear being spoken to like that. And it just broke me.
Oh, no.
Anyway, so I kind of still wanted to see this guy. Sorry, this is a long story. Kind of wanted to see this guy still and I can't quite remember, but I think I might have been seeing him in secret. Then I was like, I can't do this anymore. So asked her again a month later and I was like, look, I needed to ask you something.
She's after, like, after, hold on. After she had that huge blow up with you, you guys still remained friends kind of? Or?
Yeah, because I was such a pushover and stuck in this group. This is when I was a real pushover back in the day. I've learned so much since this. You have no idea. I just would always, they'd always bag me out. We'd be overseas together and one of them would just be picking and picking and picking at me. And another one would be like, if she does it anymore, I'm getting you on a plane. We're going off to another island.
Whoa.
But then no one would ever want to stick up to her. So they go, oh, don't worry about what I said before. Oh, we'll just.
Everyone was so insecure.
Yeah, I think that's what it comes down to. Every one of my friends now is just like, they were just really jealous of you because you were the friendly, nice one to everyone.
Absolutely.
I don't know if that's the truth. Anyway, so quickly just.
Definitely the truth.
Yeah. I asked this girl, I was like, what would you think? I really feel like there might be a future with this guy. Obviously, I wouldn't ask you. And I was dying. I'm like, obviously, I wouldn't ask you if I didn't think that maybe it could. And she's like, are you fucking serious, Mahalia? You fucking slut. You've always blah, blah, blah. Like, went to absolute town.
That's brought all up, her stuff.
Oh, man, brought up all this stuff. Like, oh, I won't even go into it. Anyway, so
That
just really petered out. And then I became extremely anxious because I still wanted to see this guy. Well, I was highly stressed. Day by day went by. I couldn't talk to the others about it. They weren't having a bar of it because they were like, it's your problem. And the other one would call and be like, my two friends aren't fucking talking to each other. It's so ridiculous. Everything was just breaking me down. So finally I went to the doctor because I thought I had the flu. And he's like, how long have you had depression for? And I was like,
what do you mean?
And he's like, I can see that you're depressed. So what's wrong?
Oh, that's a good doctor, actually.
I was like, I couldn't barely talk, could barely walk, went to my mum's house and I was like, mum, and just broke down. And they basically took my phone off me, sent an email because I'd bought a ticket to Coachella with them. So I owed them money. So I was getting abused to pay them back.
In the US.
Yeah, so my dad wrote an email saying, Mahalia is extremely unwell mentally at the moment. We're taking care of her. Please don't contact her. We know that she owes you money, but she can't work out how much. She's not in a good place. She doesn't have her phone on her anymore.
Oh, my God, I want to give you a hug.
So I basically had to rebuild from there. But it was the best thing that could have ever happened to me in my whole entire life. Like, I will never be treated like that by someone anymore. But it's also like I was in therapy for a year over it. I was just absolutely destroyed because then you've got.
Did you lose all of your friends? Yeah. Then? So you had no other outside friends?
I already had so many other friends, and I was like, I knew the second I knew that my mum and dad took over, I was like, it's happening, and I've wanted this for years, and I am so happy. Yeah. But I just
that's
had
like
to get through.
It's like a toxic relationship where, abusive relationship
it
almost.
It was horrible. And I mean, yeah, I don't know what their points of view would be on it. They'd just be like, she's a fucking psycho or something. Yeah. I don't think they understood the mental illness. And because I've come from a family with severe mental illness stuff that they all know about, no one checked on me. No one was like, shit, she's unwell. Hang on a minute.
I've been a
that
bitch.
That runs through the family. Maybe we should put down the fucking guns. And check. That's what hurt me. I was like, if it was me, I'd be like, don't even worry. Yeah. I'm here for you.
Yeah, that's their trauma though.
Yeah.
Oh, that's stuff. The worst.
But it's the best thing that ever happened to me. And honestly, if anyone is going through that, please get rid of toxic people.
You have to. You have to get rid of them because otherwise, like, they'll just bring you down.
Oh,
and you know
seriously?
How they say, you're... the way you are or the way you're supposed to be is like a reflection around your top five friends.
Yeah, exactly.
And my dad called me one day and he's like, you have no idea how happy your mum and I are. Your mum almost had a party when she heard this was all going on. Like that's how, your parents know what's good for you and what's not.
Oh.
And it's so true. People are always like, why do you hang out with them? They're bitches. I'd be like, this is my friend Kelly. They'd be like, Kelly's wearing shit shoes. What's Kelly saying this for? Yeah. I'm like,
well, if you've got low self-worth, then you're going to behave. Mm. Yeah.
That's
tough.
Good on them.
Self-love.
What about anyone else?
I've got one, but I don't want to say too much. So I had a friend and we became not friends.
Okay. Was there, how are you feeling about it now?
No, I'll tell a little bit.
Hold on. Why did it end? Maybe if we can
I can't tell that. Okay. I can't tell that.
So it's definitely because of a boy. I'm just saying.
Yeah,
just
it is.
100% a boy. Because
a boy. Well, we became fast friends very quickly. And then I was probably in a place where I wasn't so confident and this person was very confident and I looked up to her. Mm-hmm. And I was so excited to be her friend because she was so cool and had so many stories and we became like besties. And then... when you spend so much time with one person, the cracks, you can't help it.
You're like this. You're like tied to the hip with each other. Yeah. You start becoming each other's friends.
And then little things piss you off about each other
that wouldn't matter if you weren't that close.
Yeah. And if I was more confident, I was sort of being a bit of a doormat.
Yeah.
And that's not her fault. It was more my stuff. Like I needed to be more confident. And some of my other friends would come up to me and go, is everything okay? Like, is she bossing you around? And I'd be like, no. What? She's so nice. What do you mean?
It was that visible that your friends actually said something to you.
And I was massively defending because, like a couple of really good friends that I've known for years and years and years.
Yeah.
And I was like, no. Oh, God.
And no, you don't take on other people's opinions, do you? You're just like, no, you don't know. You don't know what happens behind closed doors.
No, and I truly believe, and I almost still... believe that a little bit. But now I see it and, and then we had a falling out because she wasn't happy with something I was doing and I think and I think I was, I was a bit like, you know, over it as well. So I wasn't playing the game so much. And then we reconnected because she missed me. So I was like, oh, no, because we had a period of time where we didn't see each other. And I was okay. I was like, yes. I was feeling really good about it. I didn't really miss her. And then we reconnected and shit got real.
Yeah, it's because you haven't sorted out your past stuff. It's like coming back to a boyfriend. If you haven't sorted out your past shit, you can't come back together unless you work it all out.
And I wasn't in a good place and then she got in a worse place because she was going through a breakup. And then I, like, I actually lost two of my friends. They died, like separate friends, but, and so I was in a, I know.
Holy smokes. My head is blown right now.
I know.
You lost two friends.
Within a week.
Were they
They were like two guys in their early 40s.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's way too young.
That's horrific. Yeah. One was at work, wasn't it? One guy.
One was a guy at work who was like my brother, I felt like. It was so sad. I know. And so that was a really hard year for me. Yeah, we had a big blow up.
How long ago was this? Was this like
2018?
Oh, 3 years ago. Two, 3 years ago.
8 years ago, yeah.
2 years now, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and so then we had a big blow up because there was a dude and shit and fuck. Oh my God, did I say that?
This is our podcast. You can say fuck, shit, whatever you want.
Total respect to that person if you are listening.
Yeah.
You know, I had a part to play in it, obviously.
Exactly.
And it was hard. Like,
do you feel better for it though?
Absolutely. I'm so glad it was out. Because, I was getting bossed around. I really was.
Yeah.
But again, I want to say that that's something I attracted into my world. And if you listen to my podcast, I'm going to plug it again.
Jill Chats.
Yeah, Jill Chats. you know, I believe in the universe stuff, the spiritual stuff, and you attract that into your life because of what you believe in.
And if you put up with shit because you feel like a piece of shit, then you're going to get treated
you're gonna get
like
shit. Yeah, exactly. So I didn't have great self-worth at the time and I needed to work on that. And
your two stories sound so similar because both of you have this common thread where it's people taking advantage of you because you both of you are so mild-mannered. I don't know you like per se, Jill, but I can tell that you're like a really nice, genuine person and I can see why people would take advantage of that and be totally okay with just fuck you, I'm going to fucking do this to you. And both of you being like, okay.
Well, there's part of, like for me, I'd be like, oh, I want to be introspective and go, wait, what have I done?
Same.
And I'll take it on, and I'll be like, yeah, I was shit. Yeah,
same.
Yeah, it's annoying.
I've only learned now, like I've had anxiety for a long time, but it was so bad with them and it's fed into new relationships now because I forever leave a room and I'm like, I know they're talking about me. Why are they talking about me? Or I'll be late and I'm like, so stress and it's because I used to get in trouble if I was late. It's like I was bullied so much that it's fed into little trickles now and I've got friends now that are like, Mahalia,
as if I care. Exactly. Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't care, but I know that maybe you're doing
that. Do you know that I notice that quite a bit sometimes?
With me?
With you, because sometimes like we'll be scheduling like either like a get together or a catch up or like a talking about the show or like the actual show itself.
Yeah.
And you're like, I'm running late. And I'm like, yo, Mahalia, don't worry
about it. Yeah, I'm always like, oh my God, I'm so sorry.
Chill. It's okay. Take your time. It's going to be okay. We'll end up getting you ready. You know what I mean?
Thank you. It can't be worse than me.
Yeah.
Luke, I'm going to tell you one more time. Go fuck yourself.
What about
Luke,
you, Jose?
Get out. You're in a toxic relationship.
Thanks, Jill.
You will be my bitch for life.
What? Tune into. I can't talk. I was going to say you're
going to
do a
Geeked
podcast.
Geeked off Buzz, right? Far out, Mahalia.
I forgot your name. I was going to say Jill and Luke's podcast, but I looked at you and all I could see was your porn moustache. And then I
can't lose any more staff. I can't do it. I can't lose any more people on this podcast. God. Soon enough, I'm going to be doing it from my garage. No, I refuse.
Sorry. Sorry to interrupt there, though, guys.
Yeah, you should be.
I'm not sorry.
Yeah, no, look at that. He's doing it right now. He's apologizing when you don't need to apologize, Luke.
Yeah, have some confidence.
I'm not sorry.
There you go. Yeah, you're fired.
And what about you? Have you got any stories?
Oh, I do. I have two big, huge stories.
Yeah.
And I feel bad for both of them for different reasons. Nothing like that you guys have said, because I'm very dominant in my personality.
What?
I know, right?
Outrageous. I hadn't noticed.
How dare me? The audacity in this dude. So one of them was, he was older. He was maybe like, I want to say 2 or 3 years older than I was. We met in high school and I thought he was just the coolest dude. He was a senior when I was a sophomore. I wasn't like, this whole basketball thing came about and I was barely like blossoming into my own. And he was already there. He was hanging out with all the cool kids. So I looked up to this guy. So much so that our friendship lasted, I don't know, probably until like I was 25, 26, maybe even until 27. And what I ended up realizing was that him being older than I was, because I looked up to him so much, he had so much ambition and so much drive in him that I looked up to him. However, he never fulfilled any of his drive or his
ambition. That is so annoying to me. Mm. I see people like that and it really annoys me. I'm like, you have so much potential.
You're right. Yeah. Unfulfilled potential.
Please.
It's like, dude, all you have to do is just do it. Try.
Yeah.
Like, do whatever it takes and make sure you just do it. Do whatever it is.
Yeah.
I don't know. I
think people might have seen that in me, like maybe that friend that I lost. Was like, I think she was annoyed because I was so insecure.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
It is annoying, especially if you're good friends with that person. Like, I've had friends do that to me. They're like, just trust yourself. And then I've got another friend where I'm like, you're insanely amazing at everything if you only trust yourself and believed that you could do it.
Yeah, all you need is a little self-belief.
Yeah.
A little self-confidence goes a long way, let me tell you.
That big dick energy.
Boom. Bam, right on the fucking table. He wanted to be an actor. He wanted to be a director, and he went to Hollywood. Ew. He moved his whole lifestyle. Yeah, ew. Ew. No, but he's like,
am I right?
Yeah, for real. But he never actually actioned any of that, and it trickled into our friendship so much so that I think I was in grad school.
It's
at the
annoying.
Point, and I had so many friends that were moving up in the world, you know, like leveling up.
Yeah.
Education wise, job wise, and he still kept on doing the same shit. And I'm just like, yo. And I have no problem saying his name, Victor.
Hi,
amazing
Victor.
Amazing fucking
hi,
dude.
Hi, babe. Send
I loved him so much.
Love you, bro.
And I kept on telling him, I was always one of his friends, just being on his corner, just saying, like, hey, do this, do that. I'll support you. Whatever it is that you need, I'm your number one fan.
Yeah.
And he just never did. And so I had to cut him out of my life. I basically just told him. I was like,
was it
I
just
because
you were just so annoyed by it? And every time you caught up, he'd be talking shit at you. And you're like, yep.
I was sick and tired. Yeah, I was sick and tired of him always saying, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And I'm like, what have you done today in order to get that done?
Just do
speak
it.
Speak talkers. That's annoying.
Yeah.
And yeah, you've got to surround yourself with great people. If you want to level up, if you want to be the best, you've got to surround yourself with the best.
100%.
Sorry.
I'm like, stop hanging out, doing your same bullshit that you do every single day and get your stuff like in order.
Yeah.
Mm. And he just never did.
The victim story is just so boring.
Yeah. Oh, I can't. I got to go to work and I got to do this and I got to do it. Bro, get all that. Somehow, some way, you need to figure out and you need to make sure you take care of your shit so that you can go on and make sure you have a career in Hollywood. Otherwise, you're going to still be doing the same shit over and over and over again. Mm-hmm. And I got sick and tired of it, and that's it. I cut him out.
And what was his response to that?
He actually never had the self-confidence, the balls, I would say.
Of course he didn't.
To come back to...
Because he didn't love himself.
I've got to go work, so I can't reply.
And I'm not going to lie to you. I still check in on him every once in a while, like on Instagram, on Facebook, just to see like, man, I really hope like...
How's he doing?
Same place?
He's doing the same thing.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, it breaks my heart because I could no longer help him anymore. And it would have just been dragging me down. And that's how I felt. I'm like, I couldn't do it.
I wonder what would happen when a man like that has a family and a wife, if he can get one. Like, what do you go to work? Or is he like, I can't get a wife, I've got to work.
There's a huge backstory that, I mean, we could talk about it, but I know, he ended up having a baby with another girl that walked all over him, stepped all over him.
That's what happens.
I'm sure he's a great father now. However... She took advantage of him, and she, oh man, I don't like saying this, but she was something else. She would, Just party. Just whatever that means to you, that's exactly what she would do.
Cocaine, strippers, and champagne.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This girl
had
like
that was my image too.
Yeah. We are the same. Who said that?
I don't know.
I knew. I actually knew this this girl to have a threesome with one of my with one of our other friends. Ooh. And like
what?
Yeah, like threesomes, foursomes, like dirty.
Four? Oh, you can have a foursome.
Two, three.
What? Oh, no, I forgot my bum. One, two. Oh, no.
Mahalia's pointing at little holes in it.
She's pointing
around
to all her non-sexual body parts. It's crazy. It's disturbing, actually.
Well, that one goes out to you, Victor. Stay safe, sweetheart.
And there's another story. There's another story, which I actually feel really bad about, and I take full responsibility in that friendship ending. It ended up being that when I was 23, 24, I ended up befriending this. Yeah, 100 years ago. This dude, he was a great friend of mine. His name was Scott. I'll never forget him because he was my best friend. And we went, man, we did everything together. He's the one that taught me how to surf when I was 23.
Yeah, cool.
He
sounds
took
like
out.
A legend.
Ah, dude, this guy was awesome. And for all intents and purposes, this guy is one of the best dudes I've ever actually known. However, when we were such kids, he was seeing this girl, and without busting him out, now that I said his name, oh well.
Oh, no.
Maybe that was the fake name.
Yeah, right. Scott. Michael Scott.
Yeah.
No, so he ended up having this this girlfriend that ended up being his fiance, his wife, and I never stopped him from being unfaithful.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It was really bad. So because we were always like that when we were younger, when he got into this committed relationship, serious adult relationships, getting into married life, like it never stopped.
And so what do you mean? Do you just stood there and were like, yeah, they're kissing now? What?
Yeah, you know, you go with your buddies when you're single.
Like, oh,
you go
I'll
with your
do
buddies,
what you want.
And you wing each other. Mm, you know, he
know
was a good
like
looking
this.
Dude. Like he was just a yeah.
And what's Scott's email address these days?
No, I don't think you'd like him. He's a little shorty. He's a little shorty, but he's
oh,
a good looking dude.
Oh, little Scott, yeah. Come on.
Oh no, and
I forget
no,
Scotty.
No.
Come on, little
he's
mate.
He's married now. He's married
okay,
now.
Okay, yes,
and,
we
yeah,
don't
that doesn't bother him apparently.
No.
Yes, Scott, you dog.
He's changed.
I'd rather Victor any day.
He completely changed to the point where. He ended up divorcing his wife. And the way the story goes is that me and him were such good friends that at the time he was devastated and I kept pushing him to go out. Just be like, fuck it. It doesn't matter. We were like 25, 26, yeah. maybe 27 at the time. And I'm like, fuck it. Who cares? Let's hook up with chicks. Like, this is going to make you feel better. And this is me like putting my own shit on somebody else. And I knew that he would. And I steered him in the wrong direction.
But I mean, yeah, you steered him in the wrong direction, yeah, but yeah, don't yeah. take full responsibility because if he was strong enough and man enough, he would have been like, no, thank you.
True. But you know what he did? Scotty he actually witch, yeah. ended up like cutting me off and he's just like stopped calling.
He cut you off.
Yeah, he cut me off because he goes like, you know, I just cannot hang out with you anymore because every time we hang out, like we end up
yeah.
doing the craziest shit.
Well,
and
good on him.
Not. Yeah, yeah, good on him.
You're
yeah.
the bad influence.
Damn.
I know, I feel bad.
Naughty daddy,
that's good
naughty
you feel
daddy.
Bad now, though.
I feel bad, yeah, yeah.
Did
yeah.
you feel bad at the time or were you like, what
no
a
idea.
Loser?
I had no idea. Yeah,
it just
thought,
faded out.
I just thought like, I don't
why
understand.
Why do you
want to like,
hang
why?
Out anymore?
Yeah, exactly.
And now you're like, I get it.
I understand
he
why.
He wanted to change, level
had,
up.
Yeah, he had a good, serious relationship and he did not want to be that dude that him and I used to be.
Oh, that's good. He met someone he really liked.
Yeah. And I tried to mend that relationship, but I think it was just too far gone. And I think he just felt like, nah, I can't, I don't
too
know if I can
happened.
Really trust
yeah,
him and that sort
I
of
think,
thing. And
yeah.
yeah. And now like, hey, what, 5-10 years later, I just recently, I won't tell you when, but I did have this friend recently that has a girlfriend and I'm just like, he was talking to a girl and I'm just like, nah, this is not happening. And because he was a little bit drunk, I'm just like, I went
what?
Up to that girl.
Oh, so he was trying, he was going to hook up with someone.
The girl wanted to hook up with him. He was like kind of oblivious to the whole thing. And I'm just like,
no.
You've been talking to this guy way too long. So I went up to her. I'm like, yo, you gotta hit the bricks. Like, go
so you've reformed.
Oh, I told
you're like,
I told her, I'm just
back.
Like, fuck that. You are not hooking up with my boy. That is not happening. And sure enough, I'm like, get the fuck out of here. Because you were, yeah, I told the
that,
girl
like weak that they need their friend to intervene?
Well, I've been chatting to a guy lately that I've become friends with. And he's got a group of guy friends and he's like, a lot of them cheat on their girlfriends. And he goes, I'm single and I'll go out with them. He'd be like, if you pick up tonight, I'm going to pick up tonight.
Ew.
But I'm single, so...
That's...
Fine.
Yeah.
I'm allowed.
Yeah.
Dogs. How shit are boys, huh? Let's hate on men.
I feel like girls could be just as bad. I don't know.
Do you reckon? I actually had this
conversation.
Oh, yes, 100%.
Girls are exactly the same. Just because they're girls, it just means that they don't talk about their shit openly.
Sneaky. Yeah, because I never hear of girls cheating. I mean, I know you hook up with girls with boyfriends all the time.
Oh, no.
You bloody dog.
Back in the day.
Yeah, but I just don't really ever hear from a female doing it.
No, I don't either.
No, we're such angels.
No, I think we hide it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. We are very sneaky.
Because we're embarrassed, like our friends will hate us.
Yeah, I don't think girls would be okay with girls cheating, hey. If I had a friend who was doing it, I'd be like,
yeah, I think they hide it. I think they hide it way more because I think there might be a stigma behind it because guys will cheat on their girlfriends and it's more like of a badge of honor. It's like, oh, I can
still
fucking...
Oh, there's a bro code, right?
Yeah, so that too, you know? Yeah, and now, like, my friends that have actual girlfriends, I'm just like, bro, stay in that relationship because I know the value of, like, being in a long-term relationship and how, like, amazing that is.
Mm.
And
it's that's good.
No, if you want to break up with your girl, break up with your girl. Like, that's fine.
Yeah,
but don't cheat on her.
Don't cheat on her because it fucking destroys people. And I've been there.
And then it lingers with that person for so long and they've got such trust issues. It's so unfair.
It is.
And
people are messed up.
Aren't they?
Like, this thing comes back to this whole self-love thing.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like,
without self-love, what do you do,
you know?
Well, I was just thinking that. I was like, you know what? It's because they don't love themselves.
Yeah, 100%.
They just don't. That you make bad choices if you don't come from self-love.
Yeah.
I know I've told Mahalia this, but I've never told you this. Mm. When I used to cheat like crazy, and this is so terrible of me doing.
Did you?
Yeah.
You've been a bad boy. Baby did a bad thing.
It was because when I was cheating was I did not have enough self-confidence in myself. So I felt like I needed to cheat on my significant other by hooking up with other girls to validate myself.
To validate
my own like self-existence. And that was bullshit.
And you can't get it from outside of you. You have to get it from within.
Yeah.
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 That's hard to do. It's hard to do.
Yeah. What a horrible way that your brain does that to you where you're like, I feel like a piece of shit and I've got to make sure that I feel better. So I'm going to go hurt this person by picking up someone else. But
you don't think about the person you're hurting. You're just feeding your fucking ego over and over and over again by trying to pick up like, you know, other girls or other boys. You know what I mean? Like, and it's just
a big
cycle.
Game.
Yeah.
It's not good.
Sad.
Yeah. If you don't love yourself, how do you exist?
Yeah. Well, yeah, everything comes back to self-love in my opinion.
And your podcast, because I've listened to quite a few, and this was when I broke up with that guy that I was talking about on a couple of, like, probably the first or second episode, and I started listening to your stuff because I was pretty upset and I was just like, I just need to get my head around things a little bit. Yeah. And I listened to yours and it helped so much. And I was talking to you about it before, but I can't quite put my finger on what it was. But your self-love stuff is so... kind of straightforward, no bullshitty.
Yeah.
You're not like this thing that's like, hey guys, I'm all spiritual and I'm vibrating on this frequency and I'm like fucking loving myself.
It's
like,
going to happen one day.
I can't stand it. But I like that you take the piss out of that as But you're still on such a good track with all the self-love stuff. And how did you get to that spot?
Well, I was doing the same thing. I was trying to outsource all my happiness. So the most obvious thing I did was I thought that having a relationship would solve all my life problems and just make me feel validated, make me feel pretty, make me feel worthy and all that. And I kept trying to get a boyfriend and that is the biggest turnoff of life someone's like, I need you.
I need you. Fulfill me.
You rang.
Yeah. So I think, you know, I was pretty easy breezy outwardly, but energy transfers, you know, they knew that I was like desperate, really, to have them change my life. And I just kept repeating it until I got the frickin' message. And I was on YouTube and just searching for answers. And this one woman just kept banging on about self-love. And I did the things she said to do. I read this book and far out.
Yours was the gratitude stuff, wasn't it? And
well,
you
the
out-
gratitude was like years right. before.
Ah, okay.
That was Debbie Downer and gratitude.
Debbie yeah. Downer with the yeah, Debbie Downer gratitude. Yeah,
is that an actual book?
No. Oh. I just remember
my
one
first
of her.
Podcast episode is Debbie. What? Like I used to be called Debbie Downer.
Oh yeah. You
so
say that
crazy because I feel like you're this smiley little
everyone
bubbly
says
possum.
That.
I know,
but no, I wasn't.
Yeah, okay.
I was Debbie Downer because I was miserable. I was so miserable, and I couldn't find the dude to patch it all up. And then years and years later, I kept doing the same old thing. And yeah, and then, yeah, so I read that, the book, and it's called Love Yourself Like Your Life Depends on It.
Oh.
And it's simple. It's a small book. It like, and it's a,
gotta
like
write
a,
that down.
Yeah.
Love Yourself Like Your Life Depends on It.
I think I sent it to you. I think
I
might
need
have
to go through my messages.
it's like a 50-minute read, and there's some things.
Holy shit. It's teeny tiny.
Yeah, totally.
And what did you learn from it that was the best learning?
It was just, okay, so I talk about this on my podcast, but I literally had to sit in meditation, and I was so anti-meditation.
I hate it, yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm like pro it now because it's changed my life. Yeah.
You hippie.
But I should.
Do you have one of those singing bowls?
No,
I love those.
No, because shit, I can't. No, because I am all about telling people to meditate however they want because that's how I did it. So don't have to sit up straight. You don't, you know, lie down if you want. If you're depressed in bed, just lie down and meditate. That's fine, and there's different ways to do it. So I sat in meditation. I listened to some classical music pieces that I liked, and I said, I love myself. I love myself over and over and over again for 7 minutes. But then every day, like I was really unhappy, and every time I'd have a bad thought, I'd be like, I love myself. I love myself like a psycho.
Where was that unhappiness coming from? Because it has to stem from somewhere. There's a root cause
for
everything.
Well, it's all inner child stuff.
Freudian.
Yeah, it's all from your childhood and what you learned as a kid and all these, and, you know, bullying when you in high school or, like, stuff you go through. And life, you know, comes at you and you learn all these beliefs and you don't know the thoughts you're thinking. And if you can change, you need to change your neural pathways.
I was just about to say that. Yeah. Once they become so strong, your neural pathways, it is so hard to break that and
like I'm unworthy or something. Yeah. And so change it to I love myself or I'm cool or.
Do both of you go through like these affirmations kind of thing?
I find them hard. I sometimes do when I'm having bad, shitty body image stuff and I'm like, I love my body.
Standing in the mirror
I love
naked,
my
you
big
look
gunt.
Amazing.
Oh, I God. Love, no. And then I'm like, and then I'll try and do it and I'm like, pretend to be really happy doing it. I'm like, oh, I love my body. I'm so sexy. And I'm just like, you're a fucking joke, you loser.
Yeah, it's hard at first, but it's the consistency that'll make you change everything. And that's what changed with me. Like, yeah, you do an affirmation here and there, but that's not going to help. That's not going to help you change your whole
brain. I have definitely heard this before that it really does help looking in the mirror saying, I love you, I love you, I love you.
Yeah.
Yes, because you have to talk to me like I'm a child sometimes because I have never had, I don't think I've really ever had body image issues. Sometimes I dislike the way I look, but then, you know, like little things will need to happen in order for you to change, for example. But I'm like a little bit narcissistic sometimes. I'm like, I really love myself.
That's great.
But I do sometimes have noticed in just the recent past that I do get depressed though.
Yeah.
But depression doesn't have to be in a form of your body image stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It can come in any form. Mine is, that's for me because that's what I latch to and then I get anxious and OCD in my thoughts about it. But for you, you get more flat and introverted and just sad.
Yeah.
I think yours is different. It manifests in different ways, and it's like,
so it's coming from different avenues. That's what you're
absolutely
trying to say.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
and your childhood. It's all the childhood stuff.
Yeah,
as well.
It's all the childhood.
Everything
stuff.
Stems
oh
from
my
a child.
God.
Yeah, I was never good enough for my parents, and that's why I always compete with everything. Everything that I do has to be.
See?
I have to be the number one.
And that's
person.
Maybe why you're a little bit narcissistic, like, as you say, not my words.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Because you're forever proving yourself, so you've had
all
to talk yourself up so much. So you believe it because if you don't believe it, you've got them in the back of your head straight away ready to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a psychologist, guys. You can hire me.
So how did you end up like just turning it all around, basically making sure that you did your affirmations,
you
had this whole view upon yourself.
So once I started loving myself, I was like, huh, I've been playing small my whole life. I wanted to do my own YouTube channel. So then, but then my friend was on LinkedIn, and LinkedIn's like real native, I don't know, content thing.
Yeah.
There's videos on LinkedIn now. So then you can get a lot of followers and a lot of engagement. And so I started building my personal brand without any idea of what I'd do. And just talking about what I'd learned, and also, yeah, and then people saw I was a singer, and so they were like, sing, sing, and I'm like, shit, I don't want to do that. I don't want to be that person. And then I'm like, fuck it, I'll just do it because I love myself. I don't care like what people think.
I was just about to say that.
Yeah, and then so I created hashtag Jill Sings, and that's why Jill Chats, like that's why it's Jill Chats, because I was Jill Sings and now I'm Jill Chats and I'm Jill everything.
I feel like you've just gone through this. It's like something in you has gone, fuck it, I'm going to be fearless.
Yeah.
I'm just going to be so fearless and not give a shit. It's
and then so when you love yourself, you like can go out of your comfort zone.
Yeah.
And then so I was getting out of my comfort zone, which built my confidence, which is now opening up all these doors.
And also doing those things like for me, the acting stuff and the voice work, my little soul is just like, oh, I'm so happy. So for you doing that, you'd be like, oh, my God. And then
so
your whole body would be like, well, I remember last year I started feeling like, you know when people say, I'm vibrating on a different frequency. I know I just said that before. And I'd always be like, you're such a loser. But I remember saying to my mum in like March or April last year, I was like, Mum, I feel really weird and like something's going to happen that's good. And my last year was so good. And I'm feeling it again at the moment. I'm just like,
oh, I love that.
I just feel like something is coming my way. But then you're putting out that energy as well, which is exactly what would be happening with you, I feel.
Yeah, that's exactly what's happening. Yeah.
So you're doing all this stuff you love and then you're getting it all back because you're in such a happy, good place.
Yeah.
It's exciting, isn't
it? It's so exciting.
I know, it's cool.
There is this whole new movement of like self-love. Where do you think, in your own personal opinion, I'm asking you too, Mahalia, but what is it called? I said it again.
What is it called?
There's a difference between self-love and being self-indulgent.
Mm.
Where do you draw that line? Because I almost feel as if the people that actually do things for self-love purposes are really doing it for self-indulgent purposes.
Like what? Like buying a Ferrari? Or like what's self-indulgent?
Guys that go through midlife crises. What is it called? They buy a Ferrari. They have like a super young girlfriend.
But I wouldn't say that's them going, oh, I'm loving myself.
That's not self-love.
I don't think they'd ever go around preaching that they were self-loving. They're just splurging and treating themselves.
They're going through a moment in their lives. Yeah?
And that's outsourcing happiness. So I outsource my happiness through another person. Mm-hmm. Other people might outsource their happiness through a handbag or, a car or,
Right. So where do you draw that line? Because self-love can be, I'm going to treat myself, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm going to treat myself with a brand new handbag, with a brand new watch, with like a brand new car. So where do you draw the line?
You can do whatever you want, but that you'll know by the person's actions whether they love themselves or not. Like if they're cheating or if they're smoking or they're drinking excessively or whatever, you know that that doesn't come from a place of self-love.
Gotcha.
So I don't know if there's a line. I think if you are like buying those things and you love yourself, that's fine. But I don't know.
I see that.
Do you see what I mean?
Well, I was talking to Mahalia last time we had a show, and I was bitching and complaining about a girl that I kind of liked at the moment. And I'm like, yo, like I even told her over the phone, I kind of like you.
Not anymore.
And she goes like, oh my God, like that's really good. And the way we met, like it was cool. And then all of a sudden I'm like, hey, like I invited her out. And I almost feel like sometimes girls specifically, because I'm a dude, I feel as if they take this whole self-love thing one step way too far where they're like, I'm going to like love myself and I'm going to make sure that no guy gets one over on me.
So she's making you work for it.
So she's making me work for it, and she's playing this game of cat and mouse where I have to chase when I'm like, yo, I actually really like you and I wanted to see you. So I'm going to make dates on a future date four or 5 days
which
before.
Which is all you want as a chick.
Right, exactly.
Someone making the effort.
And yet she still was like, no. And
I feel this comes down to, it would be her past experiences with dating where she said, because this is what me and my housemate have done. We're both single girls.
Mm-hmm.
And we're always like, if he asks you on the day, what are you up to tonight? absolutely not hanging out with you because you haven't put enough effort into it. I'm probably a second thought. You can ask what night I'm free and then I'll say, yeah, cool, let's do it then. Mm-hmm. Whereas I'm not going to
Yeah, you can't drop. I would have dropped everything
in
the
past.
Yeah, and
that's not
self-love. Yeah, because I would have been like, oh, my God. And you're coming from a scarcity mindset.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, my God, this is my chance. This is my chance. And then really, like, you need to put boundaries up as well to show that, you know, you can't. Unless you know each other for a while, but if it's like the first few dates, you're going to have to schedule that in.
Yeah, you have to put limits. I understand the putting the limits, but I just think I felt like, man, she actually came back and saying like something to the effect of, well, I wasn't interested. I was interested. I just wanted you to chase.
And
I'm sure that no other girl has made you chase before. And I'm like, if you make me chase, I'm just going to be disinterested.
That doesn't come from self-love to me because she's projecting. Because she's obviously feeling insecure that you're like, oh, you must do this.
Right.
You know?
That
to me is like her insecurities playing out, needing you to kind of go, hey, I really like you. When if she was just comfortable within herself, she wouldn't be thinking those thoughts.
Yeah.
I hear what you're saying, but I feel like I think those thoughts as well, though. And I am pretty comfortable in myself and I think that I love myself, but I.
You have to think about it.
I didn't want to be like, I love myself. I think because I've been single a while and I've been dicked around by that many guys that I know the games you have to play and not like gamey. It's just what we were saying.
Setting boundaries.
Yeah.
Setting boundaries rather than like playing games.
Yeah. But I guess she just put her boundaries up far too high.
Oh, God.
And was, projecting from past relationships, I would say. I'd reckon.
Yeah.
I'd reckon as well.
Yeah, I reckon.
What's on the future for you, Jill?
Oh, future. Just continuing my podcast, which I love.
Yeah.
I love talking and chatting.
What would you hope to be, like what would be your dream to happen to you?
Actually, I'm doing my show this year, my one-woman show in 2020 in Melbourne.
Tell me more.
So I've always wanted to do my own one-woman show where I sing songs and tell a little story before the song so then you know what the song's about.
And
you hear
cabaret.
The lyrics. Yeah, cabaret.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't like to say cabaret.
I've been the cabaret. Yeah.
Because it's more to me it's like an intimate gig. But anyway, so, yeah, and I tell the story and, sing the songs and... Then at the end, basically the story is going to be like, I tried to outsource my happiness and these guys and break up and, you know, because every song's a love song. And then at the end, I'm like, what I really needed to was love myself. And it's called Goodbye Yellow Brick Road.
Bye, babe.
I don't think you've even announced that name
on the podcast.
Oh, my God.
I haven't told anyone. Yay. I actually haven't told anyone. But, yeah, that's the name of it, Goodbye Yellow Brick Road.
Exclusive right here.
Amazing.
Yeah. So that's something I've been talking about for, like, 8 years, but I haven't had the confidence to do.
And now she loves herself.
So I'm so confident that I don't care what anyone thinks. Please come.
when are you scheduling this?
I think mid-year. I haven't set a proper date yet, but
Are you going to do it at the Butterfly Club?
Yes.
I knew it.
Yeah, that's the only place it'll take me.
Yeah.
Nah.
Oh, that's exciting.
It's a good place to go. Yeah. Yeah.
I think your podcast is awesome.
Yeah, I love it so much.
Yeah. I know I told you before, I'm like, I may not agree with everything you say. Yeah.
Excuse me, she's our guest. How dare you? What don't you agree with? Let's talk it out.
Yeah, is it the law of attraction stuff that you don't agree with?
I don't know. Oh, you know what? You know what actually did bug me? Can I say?
Yeah, go.
Yeah. Right,
I can't wait.
All right, really, don't
funny yourself.
No, I had a problem. I think maybe it was on your like 12th or... 10th episode or something like that. This is how much I listen.
You've been listening.
Yeah.
I thought you were lying when you said we love your episode. I'm being serious.
What is it called? I even messaged her once. I'm like, yo, why do you only have 8 episodes like on Spotify? And she's like, I'm up
Tech
to 15.
Challenge.
Every Monday I go to listen to it. And I was like, oh, she said that she's on her story saying she's uploaded it. And I'm like, well, where is it, bitch?
Yeah.
We get it. You've got curly hair. What else going on?
We all listen on Spotify.
Yeah. That was a glitch in the matrix.
There's a little thing where you very specifically say, I want money.
Oh, yeah, you love that. Yeah.
Yes.
And that to me
I want to be rich.
Oh, yeah, that to me just
irks on you.
The fucking
It would have grated on
me
too before I did my money mindset work.
What is it called? But yeah, let's just touch on that for two seconds.
I'd love
because
to, yeah.
Here's my
two cents.
Vision.
Yep.
Yes, yeah. Here's my 2 cents. I feel as if the universe is going to provide me with whatever I need, right? And I, as much as I do, would love to be like rich and famous, that's not something on my plate because I don't give a shit about money. I'd rather be happy being with a person, not making anything else. Like the happiest time that I ever had in my life was with my ex-wife, and she was Aussie at the time, and she couldn't find a job in the U.S. And I just remember I was making $22,000 a year.
Yeah.
And if I talk about it, I'm going to get teary. Ooh. But aww. I remember things were tough, but that was the happiest time.
Of course. Aww.
Because at the time, I'm like, I have everything.
Yeah. Oh, that's so nice.
That was it. I didn't need any more. I didn't. I went to work and
that was it. But you can still be happy and rich.
Of course. Who wouldn't want to be rich? That's not on my forefront.
Yeah.
And sometimes, like, now I have a good, like, good paying job and I love what I do, but I share whatever it is that I make with my friends.
Well,
with my
I really
want
to,
you know,
give money to my family and just to everyone. And yeah, I just want money. That's
I can't bring myself to say that.
Let's unpack
but
this.
She's
What's
probably
wrong?
Coming from, well, no, I was about to say you would come from a place of not being paid as well as Jose, but that's at the moment because you've come from a place of,
I've come from nothing.
It does. I guess it sounds a bit irky. Someone just being like, oh, I want to be rich because it seems shallow.
Yes,
I reckon.
I understand what you're saying.
I understand what you're saying.
But I think
as well.
It's because that episode, yeah, there was a money episode because I've had the worst money mindset of life and I got into so much debt and I kept staying, you know, and there's no abundance and all this stuff. Mm-hmm. And so it turned, and with what I believe in, like law of attraction, spiritual blah.
It's true. There is a law of attraction.
I believe in it too. I think it's great.
And so I had to do all these money mindset exercises and release the shame and all this stuff. And I can say now I want to be rich. I want to fly business class. I want to buy whatever the hell I want.
And that's not a bad thing, I don't reckon.
It's bothering him still.
that it's bothering me. I could not, for the life of me, bring myself to say anything close to that because I know that because I remember the way I felt when I was making $22,000 living with, at the time, the love of my life and just being so fucking happy that I didn't need anything more. Any more money, and I know that I'm like, yeah, it's not going to make me any happier.
Yeah.
It's not going to make me any happier flying business class. Like, it'd be cool, but
it's like having a relationship for me now. It's like I love myself. Mm. I'm so centered within myself. Of course I want to boyfriend.
Right,
that's okay.
Yeah. Everybody wants someone. Yeah.
So it's the same as, like, I money to go to Tuscany.
With your boyfriend.
Yeah, with
that
my boyfriend.
Is true. That
he
is,
can fly
that
yeah,
would,
yeah,
that
yeah,
would
yeah,
be
yeah.
true. That would be true.
And
yeah,
fly
yeah.
business class. Yay. Yeah. So, I'm glad you challenged me there.
Yeah.
But
no,
fight. Take your top off, Jill. What?
Yeah,
oh,
right
it's
now.
It's off. It's off.
No, but yeah. Other than that, like I totally commend you for putting out, like, Mahalia and I, we've done this episode now. This is going to be our sixth episode. And we have together to do this when you're by yourself.
Oh, I don't know how you do it.
It is daunting.
Really?
Yeah.
I end up doing this. Hi, guys. Oh, sorry. No. Oh, funny joke. Oh, get out. Oopsie, said a dumb joke. Oh, I'm an idiot. Whoopsie, so I'll start again. But you're just like, hey, guys, it's Jill. Here's my chat for the day and I'm going to run it all together.
You know, it's so funny because when I do it and now, and I think this is why I'm meant to be doing it, it's because I feel like I go into this zone.
Yeah, you're good at it. It's what you're meant
you
to
are.
Do.
It's just so easy and I didn't have to practice
naturally.
Or try or anything.
Yeah, you're so natural at it. I really love listening
Thanks.
To you. I hope everyone listens to it.
Yeah, please.
And imagine me when you're listening to it because we're the same person, obviously. I love myself.
It's like listening to Mahalia all over again. It's crazy. It's crazy. Yeah. But yeah, no, I commend you because the one thing that I do, I listen to every single Melbourne podcast that I possibly can.
Wow.
And out of all of them, I sometimes think like, ooh, this one's tough. And
yeah,
we're
same.
Way better.
Yeah.
But
I don't think that.
No.
Have you listened to mine and Luke's? to new podcasts?
Oh, no, I haven't actually.
Marley, maybe you should listen to my own podcast.
Yeah, seriously. First listen to the Gobby Boys and then you'll get there.
The Gobby Girls.
No, but you know what? You know what the best thing about Marley and I?
Stop.
Our pacing. Yes, stop it. Sorry. No, it's our pacing. It's our entertainment. It's our, like, we can go bang, 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 topic after topic and like not lose a beat. Mm. That's one of the things that you have on your podcast.
You focus on
one thing and your tempo is just so good. And like, it keeps you interested. It's good.
I seriously love your podcast.
Oh,
it's
my
so good.
God.
They've really helped me a lot. They're unreal.
Thank you so much. Can't recommend them enough. Yes.
Listen, everybody listen to Jill Chats.
Yeah, Jill Chats. Jill with a G.
At Mahalia.Halia. What?
Mahalia.Halia?
Hey, guys, I really need to do a wee, so I reckon that's it.
Let's cut this off right here,
Thank you so much for everyone for listening. Thank you for Jill for coming in.
Thank you.
It's been amazing to have you here. And thanks to our little boy, Lucky Poo.
That's enough. Go fuck yourself. Hey, goodbye. Just in case somebody wants to donate to Fire Relief.
Oh, yes.
New South Wales Rural Service. Yeah. Is one.
And Red Cross is another good one to donate to. Yep. And because the funds go straight to these ones instead of maybe giving money to a big personalities account or something
They may get stuck in limbo, getting stuck in a trust or PayPal or whatever the case is. Like, if you donate directly, that'll go straight to them and they can use it right away.
So my BSB is 063. That is so distasteful, Mahalia Brown. I'm so sorry, everyone.
Good night.
Goodbye.
Bye.
We love you so much. Miss you already. Bye.